You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A couple of offers with Harry Kane involved in them. Harry Kane to score anytime was even money. That's been enhanced to 5-4 here with William Hill. And Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win was 13-10, now 6-4. If you're looking for the West Ham offers, Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win was 10-1. It's been boosted to 14-1. And Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 18-1, now 20-1. Tom, despite being the only unbeaten side in the Premier League, Spurs have now gone 7 games without a win. And the last time that happened was way back in May 2004. And Mauricio Pochettino will be desperate to claim 3 points here. And it does look like a good opportunity, because West Ham away from home this season have been pretty dismal. They've lost 5 of their last 6 away games in the league. And Tottenham do have Harry Kane back. And that gives them a different dynamic, because he is the focal point in attack. It gives them that long ball prospect, Harry Kane being back in the side.
Yeah, and it's the energy he brings up front that is so crucial to them. And clearly 2 weeks ago, he was not fit against Arsenal. I mean, I know he scored his goal, but I thought Tottenham were really good in that game, in their own third, in the middle third. But in the final third, something was missing. Obviously, Dele Alli was missing. And Harry Kane himself, you know, I think a couple more weeks, some minutes under his belt, you know, I think I think he's naturally fit anyway. I don't think it's a big problem for him, kind of the layoff he's had. But he does need a few weeks to kind of get back, you know, sort of into full speed. I don't know, Tottenham, I mean, they're unbeaten, and that's great. And Tottenham fans will probably crow about that. But I don't see many people seeing them as realistic, serious title contenders, because the other teams at the top have kind of blown teams away. They've put in memorable performances already, particularly Liverpool, particularly Chelsea as well. Man City too. I just don't see it from Tottenham. They're drawing too many games, and I'm not 100% convinced about this. I think they've been disrupted a little bit with a couple of injuries. Alderweireld is a big loss for them at the back, and obviously Harry Kane has been a miss. Dele Alli's not been playing brilliantly. Christian Eriksen's not been up to form. There's too many players in that Tottenham side, and although they're not getting beat, they're not playing brilliantly for me. And the problem is, of course, is West Ham's away form, as you quite rightly point out, Dave, it's pretty woeful. They only got one win at Crystal Palace, and even then that could have been anything in the end of that game. But they've lost matches with a bit of a whimper at West Brom, Man City, Everton recently. So it's just a question of whether you could even see West Ham scoring. And I can in this one. I think Tottenham are getting a little bit jittery. By the end of the weekend, you know, they could have been pushed down the division. It's that tight at the top. I'm just not sure about the result. Tottenham at 11-20. There's something nagging in my brain about Tottenham and their recent performances. So I'm going to play both teams to score in this one. I think there's going to be goals. But I think West Ham, not necessarily they can win the game, but they might be able to get a result. But both teams to score is where I'm going.
Both teams to score for Tom. By the way, if you're looking at Harry Kane, he's got an exceptional record in London derbies. In his last 15 London League derbies, he's scored 15 times. Harry Kane. So do look at those enhanced odds offers involving Tottenham's talisman. Derek, do you see value in this match?
Well, let me say that Tottenham are the worst bet of all time at, at 1-2. Where I'm 1-2. I mean, it's so bad I might even have it myself. It's criminally bad. This is a team who haven't won in 7 matches, as you say, who've scored only 3 goals in their last 6. And you know, that's a shocking record. This is a team's only 3 points above Everton. And yet they're getting all kinds of acclaim, it seems to me. You know, it seems Pochettino gets the press. Arsene Wenger has got over 20 years. I mean, that's for Liverpool or Manchester City, that kind of form would be a crisis. That's shocking form. I've got no idea where they're so sure to win this. I mean, it's not as if West Ham are playing as badly as they were earlier in the season. They've you know, won 3 of their last 6. They only lost 1 of their last 6, by the way. That was at Everton. They've beaten Chelsea in that run in the cup. This looks like a West Ham win to me. You know, they've got players back as well. Creswell's back. Ayew, I think, is back as well. I'm just not having Tottenham at the moment. Tottenham, by the way, also got a big Champions League game coming up in midweek. I think it's is it Monaco, the Monaco game?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, this is West Ham. The more I look at this, the more West Ham become big bets here. All the losses I've incurred this season in the Premier League, and there's a lot, they're hefty. I'm going to try and recoup them all on West Ham here.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh,
simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. On pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.